Hey, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. I figured you'll text me. No, it's okay. I figured you would text me. That's why I didn't want to call you back, because I figured you'll text me when I can call back.
Right, yeah.
Okay, security question on your account could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I knew mother's maiden.
And what was her maiden name?
McGuire, McGuire.
McGuire. Okay, perfect. Anytime you get a call and someone's claiming their local splash, and if you're not even sure if it's us calling you, just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up, you know it's not us calling, okay? We just do it to protect your account with us. Now, I'm going to be processing the payment right now. You're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message as well. So give me just a couple of seconds here, and then when you receive it, I'll need you to open it up. I'm also going to start preparing the application that I'm going to email to you, and I'll also send it to you in a text message too, so that you have it in both. So let me go here, and we're almost done. So you'll be receiving email and text. One will say whichever one you want to look at, but it'll say initial invoice. Let me know when you see it. And it'll say, Dear Christian Coons, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Do you see where it says on there, please click here to accept your subscription terms? You're going to click on that. It'll now take you to a page that'll say Local Splash, Terms of Experience. I'll need you to go down to where it says mobile phone and make sure it's your phone number that's listed there.
Yeah.
You're going to click on the two boxes below. One is saying that you agree to receive text messages. The other one is saying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
My
your
name
information.
Is Michelle.
Is it? Well, gosh darn it. Let me fix
it's
that.
K-H. It's
K-H? Oh, well, no wonder, Nadine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go back and fix that. You can get out of it because I'll fix it and then it'll update it. Let me go here.
Okay.
Tell me, how do I spell it? What did I misspell?
It's K-U-H-N-S.
Oh, duh. I reversed it. Well, I was just giving you a different last name, that's all. Oh, my goodness. Give me 1 second and then I'll tell you when to go back in. Go here, fix it. Okay, now go ahead and go back, and it should be corrected. Let me just double check it too on my end.
Yes, that's good.
Awesome. Okay. And then you'll click on the two boxes, and then at the bottom, just type your name exactly as it reads there, and then you're going to click on confirm signature.
Then it takes me to a login screen.
Perfect. In 5 to 7 days, you're going to get a link. You're going to actually get this link emailed to you with a username and a password. This is just your tracking and reporting system. So we don't have your username or password yet, okay? So just be on the lookout in 5 to 7 days that you'll get that. Now, also, I'm sending you right now the Google Guaranteed application. I'm going to text it to you, and then I'm also sending it to you in an email. Now, on the email, I'm going to state it on there because it's going to ask you, what is your minimum monthly budget? So I'm going to notate it on that email as well, even though it's on the other one, but I'm going to notate it on the application one that I'm sending you so that way you have it there in front of you. Now, when it's asking you how many employees do you have, zero.
Right.
Okay. How many business owners? Just one. Just you.
One.
Because if you put your partner, they're going to want you to put down his information, so just you is fine. Okay. And then anything that doesn't apply to you, like on the license, not applicable. It'll show you on the bottom, like put N/A if it doesn't apply to you. If you have any questions, right, about the application when you're filling it out, please call me or send me a text. Nadine, can you call me? I have a question about the application. Okay.
Okay.
And then I just need to schedule your client interview onboarding. When do you think you might have the application done? So I can schedule the interview. Oh, well, check you out. Okay. It's going to also ask you for the EIN number, and you know that that's the one that's on, like, your taxes.
Correct.
So how does your schedule look? It only takes about 30 minutes for that interview. So it's not too long. It's just basically they're going to go over everything just to make sure they have everything filled out, and then they will answer any other questions you have, and then we're going to submit it through to Google to get it approved. So
yeah, I will be done. I mean, I'll be done with it in a couple of minutes.
Okay. So let me see here. Do you think you would be available for 6 o'clock for,
yeah,
6 o'clock today, or do you want tomorrow better, a specific time tomorrow? You let me know.
No, I mean, today's fine.
Okay. I'm going to send you this calendar invite. We're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? And we'll be calling you at 6 o'clock your time, and then we'll go from there. If I'm available, I will be the one introducing you to the technician, or the technician will call you directly if I'm on another call, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations and welcome to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
And I'm
going
to send you the calendar invite.
You stuck it out,
okay?
So.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, I know the stars got to align, right? Everything's got to be at the right timing. I understand that. You're going to really love this program. Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you shortly then. All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.